In the parsha of Shavuos, one mahalach to learn is the drora system. How does it work with the drora system? The way we learned with Das Rashi and Tosfos Be'emes over here, as opposed to Rashi and Baba Kama, which we're going to get to, the system was by a koyfer hakol, there's no drora. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100, and Shimon says, lahadam. Who's lying? I don't know. Itaka don't know. What factors should I use? Circumstantial evidence? Well, what should I use? We don't know who's lying. What's Taka the din? Is there a reason that the nitva should have to make a shvua? No. What drora, leanings, siva, netia, chashash? Is there a reason to say that he should have to make a shvua? When are the oifanim that you have to make a shvua? And the oifanim are because there's a drora. There's a netia, a leaning, a drora to say that the nitva looks a little bit more suspicious than the tevei. Let him clarify it by making a shvua. And if he'll swear, he'll be potter. And if he won't, then Mitzvah don't have to pay. By Moidim and Mixas, whatever the Mixas is, the numbers, it's because of the Haidah on the Mixas. That's what makes him look suspicious. So Efter on the other Chelik also, by Eid Echad, when the Toiveya brings an Eid Echad on the entire Schum, that's what makes look the Nitva suspicious a little bit, because the Toiveya has a little bit more going for him. He has an Eid Echad. L'sayoy. Came Reb Chiya and said a third Drora case. Actually, the mitzvah was kaifer bakal. But there's edim on a chelik, on a mixas, on a chelik, on a chetzi. On the chelik that the edim are made of adi pays, but that makes him look suspicious in a tia, that maybe it's efshataka true the other half also. Hagam, someone asked me, if you bachram asked me, fakir, if there's only edim on that amount and not on the rest, maybe it mamash pup looks, then maybe that's how the story is. Something to think about. But lemaisa, the yisoyat advarim is, whenever there's a drora, then there's a shvua. By a kaifer akal, there's no drora. What drawer is it? He says, yeah, he says, fakert. Rashi and Tosfos and our sugi and Baba Metzia, l'chayra, are in sync with this system. Because what was Rabbi's kasha? Mipnei ma omra toira moi demiksat han yishava. Did Rabbi, in fact, bichlal, oyle, al dal svasov, a question of, why is Tosfos kol poter? No, he never asked that. Because if you would ask that, what's the answer to that in the drawer system? There's no drawer by Tosfos kol. So Rabbi never asked that. What did Rabbi ask? He asked that l'chayra, but every moid of a mixas gerada could have, would have been able to be say kaifer akol l'chayra. So he should have a migu l'afdur mishvua. Or v'das Rashi, we said oifanim shoinim to explain why maybe migu wouldn't be applicable. Migu l'afdur mishvua. Loyamrin on various other reasons we said, but there's a meishav aveda. Meishav aveda on a deraisa level is Viter within the drawer system, so gishmak, mineu bay in the drawer system. There's a drawer because the haidah makes him look suspicious, fakir, the haidah makes him look even more established. He was meshav and aveda to you.
Shkoich.
No problem.
Sometimes you have a few kashas, and one yesod answers it. What's with the mazgan? Where's Ezra? One teretz. Yeah, akoponim.
What was the teretz of Rabba on Amid Aleph? That there's no migu, there's no meishav aveda. What? Because he could have been kaifer akol. He couldn't. He didn't have the guts. He didn't have the chutzpah. It's a bigger ha'aza to be kaifer bakol. Atkan. So far, Rashi and Tosfos here. We started last thing in Shir yesterday, Rashi and Baba Kama. And I want to open it again. Rashi and Baba Kama learns that Rabba asked, Mipnei ma omra toira moide b'miksas? Why is only moide b'miksas make a shvua? Every kaifer akol should also make a shvua. And what's the answer according to Rashi and Baba Kama? Chazoko eino demeis panov. The hainu really kaifer akol should also swear. Why takanat? A vazundera umdena. The chazaka that a person wouldn't have such a chutzpah, that's what patters the shvua. A new kinesh. Where are there I find that maybe you don't have this chazaka? Rashi holds that the ha'ozah k'nech is not, it's a chutzpah to say something in a face of someone who's makir b'shikroi. It's, you can't do a chutzpah to someone who did you a toiva. When did he do you a toiva? By halva. By pekodin, he didn't do you a toiva. Says Rashi, and this is the ikker headline of Rashi in Baba Kama Pei Zayin. Koifer ha'kol b'pekodin is chai b'shvua. Now the Emma says, if you open up a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Zayin, that's what it says, according to Rashi's girsa. The Teretz says, other Rishonim have other girsas. What would be the tzad to say not, even if you go with this system? Because maybe in Pekodin also there's ha'oza. How do you have ha'oza, even if the guy didn't do you a favor, how do you have ha'oza to say a lie to someone that knows you're lying and say kaifer akol? The Emes is toisis in Baba Kama Pei Zayin, Ekuf Zayin, there's a big toisis over there. He brings a sheet from the revolve. By Pekodin, it depends. How would you be makish a guy in a Pekodin? The guy says, where's the Pekodin? I gave you last week something to watch. I gave you a watch to watch. If you're going to be saying kaifer akol, what possibly could be your two options? There's more, but the two basic ones
that you want to talk about.
Or honest. All right. Ladam or oinus. Okay, oinus. Hezartiv, you're right. There's a third one also. Okay, but lehadam and hezartiv are both yeah a chutzpah of makir b'shikrei. Oinus, it's not even makir b'shikrei because he doesn't know. And Tosis makes a whole trask about that, that maybe there would be a zachilik if you're factoring in what kind of a chutzpah it is. But that was Shitas Rashi. Now, the bomb kasha we're going to ask on Rashi is, first of all, I have to double question which we asked yesterday. What's shot in Rashi that Kaifer HaKol is Chai B'Shvua? It's not rigged with the Drora system. There's no Drora by Kaifer HaKol. The guy said you owe him money, and he said, no, I never owed you, I paid you. It's Ardi. There's no Drora. Hayitochen Rashi has another system that the Yisoid of Shvua is not based on Drora? Possibly. But I want the Oilam to respect that for 1 minute because I'm going to say a different shot, but I want to respect that. If you learn that means, so what triggers a shvua by Kaifer HaKol?
Kvira.
Kainu kvira! That's it! If a guy says you owe me 100 and he says no, lahadam, is there going to be a shvua of Kaifer HaKol? Yeah. If he says you owe me 70 and he says zero, is there going to be Kaifer HaKol? Yeah. Is it going to be true even if it's Tuesday? Yeah. And if he says you owe me 100 and he says I only owe you 30, that's also a Kaifer HaKol. And if he says you owe me 100 and eight, you come and say 50, that's also a kaifer akol. And if he says you owe me 100 and he has an eight echad, it's also a kaifer akol. And if he says you owe me 100 and he says zero, fill in the blank. Everything is kaifer akol. What's this whole, like the mix of eight echad, that, this, it's all one big tainu, kfira, mechayiv, shvua. There's no drawer by kaifer akol.
Maybe Rashi holds that tainu, kfira is a drawer.
Excellent. Rashi holds Tainu Kfir is a drawer. Now, is Tainu Kfir a drawer on Tuesday? Yeah. Is Tainu Kfir a drawer when there's a Moed Mixes also? Yeah. And when there's an Eid Echad? Yeah. And when there's an Eidim? Yeah. I'd rather call it drawerless and say that there's a system that Kaifer HaKol is Machayim. But then we have a huge problem. First of all, what's going to be my Kaifer HaKol with the Kadoim? So Rashi Taka says, Kaifer HaKol is Machayim. Sure. Okay. What's going to be by Bnoi? By Bnoi, when you're dealing with a Malve, but the Malve is dead, you're dealing with his son, is there a Ha'oza over there of Makir B'Shikroi to the assignment? At all not? Is there a Ha'oza of Asa like Toiva? Le'avihem? Maybe? The Chorinim talk about? Maybe not the same Darug of Ha'oza, but you'd have to start registering Ha'oza. But the problem gets even worse. Rabbi Zai, there are certain halachas in the din of Shvuas Moed B'Mixas. There are certain rigid rules. Moed Mixas is only when it's Shtei Kesef. Only when the Haidah is a Pruta. Not if the Haidah is on Karka. What if he's Moed on Karka? Einish Bon Al Karkois. Even if the Kfir is on Metaltlin. He says, you owe me Metaltlin and Karka. And he says, I'm Moed on the Karka part, but not on the Metaltlin part. It's not a Moed B'Mixas. Because there's a... I know it's a favorite, but that's not funny yet. It's not a Moed B'Mixas. And there's a din Halach. There's a fancy din by Moed Mixas. It's only if you say you're Moed, but if you actually pull out the money, the guy says you owe me 100. He says, no, I only owe you 30, here's the 30. And he like automatically turns it only just to the rest of the 70. It's called Halach, it's not called Moed Mixas. The Choheina Rabbis. And on all of these detailed halachic knaches in Moed Mixas, okay, but let it be Koi for a call. If Rashi holds, Koi for a call is Chayiv. Oh, I forgot. Rashi at the end of the day doesn't say Koi for a call is Chayiv. Why is Koi for a call not Chayiv? Really, it would have, could have, should have been chayv. Why is it not chayv? Kaifer HaKol. Chazoka ein odameiz. But by Moed B'Mixas, you don't have that. And you know what? The truth is, Hados Eidim. This is a tricky one. Listen to a case. A guy, Reuben says you owe me 100. Shimon says, Kaifer HaKol. But then Adam says he owes 50. You heard of such a case? Who talks about such a case? The Maram Shef? Who talks about Rabchia, yeah, Maram Shef. Okay, Rabchia. I think someone talked about him. Tell me, in that case, you need to make a shvuah? Yeah, why? Rabchia, dramatic. Avachaymer, we're going to spend the next week on it. 1 second. Why isn't it a regular kai for a kol? Isn't it a regular kai for a kol?
It was until the Adam came.
It still is. It still is. It's a kai for a kol. More than that, why is kai for a kol potter? Careful. Why is kai for a kol be'etzen? Would have been chayiv, but it's potter. I'm not sure we have this finished. I want to restart this. Rashi Shita is, kai for a kol really is chayiv, potentially. But at the end of it, it's not. Why? Because there's a chazaka to listen to the mitva. What, he would have such a chutzpah to be kai for a kol? If it's not true, must be he's saying the truth. A new kinesh. But by Rav Chiya, do you have that? Listen to the story. Reuven says you owe him everything. Shimon said, kai for a kol. So he had that chutzpah to say, kai for a kol. But then Adam came and said, I'm part.
You have a race on that whole thing now.
You also have that, but I want to know, specifically peeling the other details away, do you have the kai for a kol structure that there should be a chiyiv shvua? Because the Ilami Mecha asks this kasha. He says, why do you need Rav Chiya? If Rashi holds that kai for a kol is chayiv, only in the absence of a chazok ein ademei is yipater, by Rav Chiya, you don't have the chazok ein ademei. He was mazed. You saw he was mazed. He's for sure lying about part of it. So it should go back and have the it should have the chiyuv shvuah of kaifer hakol. I'm going to say it again because it's not sinking in. Rashi shita is kaifer hakol. Just that in itself is chayiv. On a Tuesday, on a 70, on 100,000, kaifer hakol is chayiv. Now it is, but what? If there's a chazok in the maze, it pattern. Okay, but in all these cases, you don't have a chazok in the maze. So what should be chayv? Mishtamut eka mishtamit. How is that going to answer? 1 second. I'm on the maze. Why is mishtamut eka mishtamit going to answer? You're right, but that's for Amid Beis, and I want to deal with that separately. So Rabbi said, I want to say the ikar vart. Yeah. Rashi and Baba Kama Mamish goes with a drawer system. Stamaze, a guy says you owe me money and the other guy says back, I don't, there won't be a shvua. Only when there's a drawer, get ready, you're going to hear something new. When a guy's moed of a mixas, what's the drawer that makes the nitva look a little bit more suspicious? The fact that he was moed on a little bit. By Eid Echad, what's the drawer that makes the nitva look a little bit suspicious? Eid Echad. By Hados Edim, what's the Nakuda that makes the Nitva look a little bit suspicious? The Edim on that part. By Kaifer HaKol, what makes the Nitva look suspicious? I'll tell you what makes him look suspicious. A guy came over to you and said he owes you owe money. And you were Kaifer HaKol. Like, his story has nothing, like no platform. It's not like he used to owe you and he paid and part of it. This, like nothing, out of the blue. Why did he go to you, not somebody else? Ein Adam Taiveya Ellen Ken Yeshle. Where does it say those words? So actually, spoiler, it says it in Shavuos Daf Mem to explain the concept of a Shavuos Heses, which is a Derabon and the Gedin. But I'm not quoting that Gemara, I'm saying something else. And I'm quoting a Tosfos Rashi in Shavuos Avodei B'Shem Rebbe Liyahu Milonder. I don't know what that is. But he says, there's a Reyes, a Drara called Ein Adam Teiveya El In Kein Yesh Le Klum. A Teiveya who's Teiveya you, and you say, zero Gornish Nyet, I don't know, have no Shaiches to you? I never did, or I take you back totally? That itself makes you look suspicious. Why would he have said he owe money? Maybe if you owe him part. Kum to Chayis Kaifer HaKol has a drawer, but it's unique to Kaifer HaKol. Kaifer HaKol, the mitzvah looks suspicious. By a moed of a mixas, you don't have the drawer of Kaifer HaKol, but you have the drawer of moed of a mixas. Lefi zeh, it's not shver, all the kashas we ask, that l'chayra there should be a chazok ein adam meiz. By moed of a mixas, when it's not oiske haltman moed of a mixas. What do we ask? A guy says, you owe me 100, and he says, no, I only owe you 50 of karka. So we say, since it's about karka, it's not called moed. Okay, so we said, good, but it's a kai for a kol. It's not kai for a kol, because the chol says was moed to you. Even hados edim, it's a chiddush. Even hados edim, he didn't say, he was taka totally kai for a kol. But there's edim on part of it. The guy that was tevei, you knows that there's edim on part of it, maybe, potentially. He's not that. Toiveya ella im kein yesh leklum. Zochinu, the ikar vart I'm saying first bedas Rashi, is that avada bedas Rashi also, the system is rigged on drora. And there's a drora specifically and unique to kaifer hakol. Reuben says, you owe him money, whatever the sum is. Shimon says, not stam. He says, l'hadam, I never owed you. Or I used to, but I totally paid you back. I have nothing anymore to do with you. Something looks suspicious about that. Why was he teveya? You have nothing on him. Ein adam teveya, elim ken yeshle. Something, klum. So Kaifer HaKol has a drawer. Why Kaka doesn't Kaifer HaKol Kaka swear flat out of that drawer?
Because
a chazaka cancels it out. Beats it, cancels it. Chazaka trumps it. Chazaka.
It's a strong
equal. No, I'm not sure. Equal. Once it's equal, it's a mitzvah available, right? Doesn't have to be stronger. What? Different though, different levels, and we're going to spend the next few days leveling drawer. Oh, wow, that's going to be the whole topic about different levels of drawer. They're not. Avada, we have to reanalyze and put that all together again. But excellent. Now, because we put just drawer. Avada, we're going to start saying unique drawers. So Kaifer HaKol has a drawer. The Teveya looks legit because Hagufa, why was he Teveya if you have nothing on him? Any case that's not pure, raw Kaifer HaKol is not going to be that. I'll give you a fascinating example. There's a Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin that we brought. There's a famous Kasha which Tosis rather talks about also, and we're going to do the Tosis now, but even not having started the second half of the Tosis, there's an interesting Kasha. If Kaifer HaKol is Chai B'Shvua, and there are those that talk about such an option, so then why do you need Shvua Seid Echad? I mean, I know, Tosis talks about it, but let's enjoy the Kasha a minute. Listen to a rule. If Reuben is Tavei of Shimon and he says zero, you have to swear. That's true on a Tuesday. It's true if it's raining. And another rule. If Reuben brings a Neid Echad, then you have to swear. I already said, if Reuben is Tavei of Shimon and Shimon is Kaifer HaKol, you have to swear. What's this like? Oh, but if Reuben has an Eid Echad, now you have to swear. Eid Echad Zichar is a Kaifer HaKol plus. So why do you, isn't the fact that Eid Echad is Mechai V'Shvua itself a Makar, a Haychacha, a proof that Kaifer HaKol is not Chai? Who talks about this? Tosis, I'm getting it. But, and we're going to talk about it on the Tosis soon, but I want to already, for oi, speak out an interesting Rashba. The Rashba says a fascinating connection. He says, no, let's salvage this. Kaifer HaKol is Chai V'Shvua. Meaning when Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me, and Shimon says, no, that itself, without any more details, is Chai B'Shvua. There's also another din, that when Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me 100, and Shimon says no, and Reuben has an Eid Echad, there's a Chai B'Shvua. Level 2, what do you need that for? Again, there's going to be many tourists, I want to get to that today. I'm excited about that, a Gshmaka topic. The Rashba says something interesting. The Oilam knows that by Moedim and Mikzat, there's a special rule, Xeris HaKosav, I have no hesitation for it, that the minimum of the Tviya has to be Shtei Kesef. How many prutis is Shtei Kesef? I don't know, 60-something prutis or something. By Eid Echad, that's not true. Eid Echad, that's Teveyu. There's no limit. It could be one prutis, five prutis.
Very small.
By Eid Echad, no.
Rav Shmuel,
no? No, Rav and Shmuel have a machlokes. By Moida the Mixas, if after the Haidah, does it have to be Shtei Kesef after you were Moida? Or it's enough that it was Shtei Kesef? Does the Teviyah have to be Shtei Kesef, or does the Kfira have to be Shtei Kesef? An interesting topic I want to talk about separately. But Eid Echad doesn't need Shtei Kesef. Does Rav Chiya's Din of Hadas Edom need Shtei Kesef? That's an interesting topic. Machlokes Rishonim, I didn't say it. Does Eid Echad need Shtei Kesef? No. The Shvua of Eid Echad doesn't need Shtei Kesef. Careful, here's the trap. Kaifer HaKol needs Shtei Kesef. Well, Kaifer HaKol is part of from a Shvua. But if Kaifer HaKol would be Chai in Shvua, would it need Shtei Kesef? The assumption is yeah. The assumption is yeah, because it's a sort of Maidim Mixas kind of thing. It's Maidim Mixas without the Haidah. A different word, but with Nietzsche Kesef. So here's the rules. Maidim Mixas Nietzsche Kesef. Kaifer HaKol, minimum, Shtei Kesef. Eid Echad na. So listen to the way interesting Shaila. Reuben goes to Shimon and say, you owe me one more Kesef. One, which is 32 prutas, I think. Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me one more of Kesef. And Shimon says, Ladam, is there a Shvua? Even if Kaifer HaKol does need a Shvua? Not yet, because there's a minimum of Shtei Kesef. But if Reuben will bring an Eid Echad, then you're going to have to swear. And as I stated in the Rashba, as one of many options, that even if Kaifer HaKol is Chayev, it is necessary and relevant that there should be a Din of Eid Echad. But then the Rashba goes and says something else, which is a nightmare. We put it in the Maram HaKaimis. I'm going to quote it. He says, even if Kaifer HaKol is Chayev, it's negay the din of Shvua Seid Echad. Ah, you Chayev anyway, says Kaifer HaKol. He says, it's negay in a case when the Teviyah was less than 2 Kesef, or it's negay in a case when the Haidah was less than a Pruta. When the Haidah was less than a Pruta. What does that mean? We're going now to Kaifer HaKol is Chayev. So, Lamashal, the guy says, you owe me 100 kesef. And he says, no, I only owe you a half a pruta. You have to swear? It says, the Rashi, if there's an Eidechad, you have to swear. But with the Adon Eidechad, you don't have to swear. Why with the Adon Eidechad do you not have to swear? We're going now on the tzad that Kaifer Akal is Chayiv.
It's a Michael Mitzvah's case.
But he was Michael only a half a pruta.
We're just trying to bring a case where Eidechad is there's a tzrichus of the
Eidechad. I'm asking that even if there's not an Eidechad, you should be chayiv in such a case when he's moed on a half a pruta because it's a kaifer hakol. Because it's a kaifer hakol. It's not a kaifer hakol?
No.
Only because of the major nuvot we said from Rabbi Eliyahu Melander, if you're making it sound like it's simple. If a guy was moed on a half a pruta, it's still a kaifer hakol. What? It's not a kaifer hakol? Half a pruta is not. Shteita in Rav Eliyahu Melander's new drara of Ein Adam Teveya Elim Ken Yeshloi Klum, even a half a pruta is not klum. So you don't have the drara. It's Emes of Shana the Rashba. You don't have the drara of Kaifer Hakol. You don't have the drara of Moed Mixas either. You know why? Because the drara of Moed Mixas needs only one pruta. So in a case when a guy says you owe me 100,000, he says no, I only owe you a half a pruta. Rabbi, so you know the rules of drara. If there's a drara here, you will have to swear. Is there a drara here? If there's an Eidech, it's a drawer. If there's no Eidech, there's not a drawer. It's not a Koy for a call, because Koy for a call's drawer is only when you take Eidech from someone and you say, Gornish. Even Chetzi Pruta is not Gornish for that drawer. But it's not a Moed de Mixas either yet. You know, once when I was young, I was tempted to read the Rashba. He means it was not Shtei Kesef, or it was a Chetzi Pruta, meaning the Tevia was exactly Shtei Kesef, and the Chetzi Pruta made it dip below Shtei Kesef. In the Rav and Shmuel, like it. But I don't think that's what he means. The Tviya could have been 100 kesef. But if the Haidah is a Chetzi Pruta, work out the system. There's no drawer here.
Rabbi, what about just the Inni Yodea that Tysus brings? Isn't that like a simpler way to answer?
I'm going to, Avada, yeah. You go off. I'm going to do Tysus. It's a Machlech Tvishayim.
Oh, I didn't know it was
a Machlech Tvishayim. We're going to come back to this Rashi. The Emes is first, we're going to do the second half of Tysus. Down by us. And tomorrow, before we turn the page, we're going to have to find what the hidden question is before you turn the page. Or after you turn the page, but before the first word on Amid Beis. But Tysus said like this, Mipnei Ma'amra Torah, the first half of Tysus was explaining that Rabbah's question was, why doesn't everybody that mixes have a migu? And then, the second half of Tysus, in the middle, he says, listen to what Tysus is, V'im Toymar, Koyfer HaKol, Menolam De Potter. What would you answer to such a question? Kaifer HaKol Menolam De Potter? Because there's no drawer. We have the system. Ma'id of Amitzvah has a drawer. Eidechad is a drawer. Maybe Rabchi is a drawer. But Stam, generic, Kaifer HaKol, where's the drawer? And Tosfos is asking with its Kifus, why? How do you know it's Potter? What's edging Tosfos? He wants that it should be Chayiv. Also, Rabbi Eliyahu Melander is just drora. He knows that shtickle Torah also. Or maybe he's good for asking the old school. Maybe it's not all about drora. Maybe every tainu kfir is chayiv. Either way, let's see what Tosfos answers. Tosfos has three terutzim, two attempted terutzim that he doesn't like, and then a third terutz. Let's go slow. Let's set up the Tosfos. V'im toimar kaifer hakol menolam de potter. Now careful. According to Rashi and Baba Kama, Rabba didn't mamish ask this question, but a very similar question. Rabba was asking, Mipnei ma omra Torah, meaning he knew that Kaifer HaKol was Potter, but why? Why should Kaifer HaKol be Potter? Kaifer HaKol should also be Chayiv, and the answer was Chazok in the Meis. But Tois is asking, Menolam. Tois is first Teretz, first attempted Teretz, the Ve'ein Loimar. You ready? So Tois is Ve'ein Loimar, mitam Chazok de'ein the Meis. Wow, mamish, he's up in plagiarism. He's quoting the Rashi of Baba Kama. But on his own, he's not saying that's what Rav is saying. Tosfos is making his own stickle. Maybe Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv, nor it gets Potter because of Chazok, Ein Adam Meis. Meaning, really, Kaifer HaKol should also be Chayiv, either because of the Drora of Ein Adam Tevei El Kenshle Klom, or Stamazai, whenever there's a Tainu Kvira that itself warrants a Shvua, where always the underdog is always the Nitva, let him always have to prove himself. Motna, because Bedera Kwa, Maitz Mechariah Raya, but we'll let that go. And he'll have to swear. No, the answer is he has a chazak and a demez. So twice it's a good pshat, but the ha'afilu b'makam sheyachal ha'is pater ki going b'bnoi va'afilu moed b'mixas pater ha'samigu d'bay kafar ha'kol. Ooh, Tosfos says we have a problem. If you're going to tell me, and this is one of the many problems we had on Rashi, we didn't answer this one actually. I want to answer it now. Tosfos is saying that if this would be the system that really would have, would have, could have, should have been that Kaifer HaKol is Chai, if Norah has a built-in automatic Chazok Eino Demeis that patters it, then what's going to be by Pnoi? What's going to be by Pnoi? You don't have a problem being a Mechutzif to the Ben. You don't care. He's not Makir B'Shikrecha. You don't care if he's Makir B'Shikrecha. And the Pashtas, he doesn't. His father did you a Toiv, but not him. So you're willing to be a Mechutzif. So Kaifer HaKol by Ben should be Chayiv. How do you know it's not? Because the Gemara says even why the mixas by Ben is part because of Amigu. What's the Teretz Fittis on Rashi? Did we answer this one yet? Maybe. Because maybe by the Ben, there's no Rebbe Leil Yomi Londish. There's no Ein Adam Tevea and Kinyesh Leklom. That's also based on the fact that the Tevea looks better because he's attacking you and your mamash, you have nothing to do with him and he's still attacking you. Must be he's legit. You don't have that by Ben. You're missing the Ein Adam Tevea and Kinyesh Leklom. Possibly. There's other Mahalchim, but that's an option in Tosfos. Maybe to answer the Rashi also. But now the Shaila becomes like this. If you don't mind, let's first skip to the third Teretz of Tosfos, the Maskana Teretz, and then I'm going to get to the middle chunk. Tosfos Teretz Lamaisis V'yesh Loimar D'miki Hu Ze Mashma Gzeres HaKosuv Dafka Moide B'Mitzas Loi Kaifer HaKol. Where's Ki Hu Ze Mashma Moide B'Mitzas? There's a famous part from the Goyim. It says in the Megillah, Mi Hu Ze V'Eze Hu. Ze means you're pointing to something, and who is the hidden part? Moida mixes. Part is Nistar, and part your Moida, that's Zeh. Yeah, I owe you this money. And part who? He, who, Zeh. That's what the pasuk says, and that's what Moida mixes. Yeah, but where do you see that Kaifer HaKol's part? Maybe both are Chayif. But Cholzais, what does Tosfos mean? Stamazay Exeris HaKosav? Is Tosfos in his Teretz finally waking up and saying the drawer system and saying, catch on, recap everything? Moida mixes has a drawer, Kaifer HaKol doesn't? I don't see that in Tosfos so much. He says Exeris HaKosav. I want to speak out an interesting knech from the Noida B'Yehuda in Shuva in Arachayim. He's Medayik Tosfos in Gittin, which he brought in the Maror Mekoymus. For the record, people asked me in the Maror Mekoymus there was a Tosfos in Gittin and a Tosfos in Ksuvis, and 90% of the Tosfos in Ksuvis and Gittin is the same as Tosfos here. So it's still a good thing to learn Tosfos three times. You could have learned it three times here, but there is a few in Yonim. One is the Tosfos in Ksuvis. Some came over about it. Thank you. Tosfos says that Pshat Mechudish Ma'oy. We said yesterday that the gather of Ma'oy and Mixas is a quasi gildal thing, the same way Shvuah is Megalgal Shvuah, maybe Mammon is Megalgal Shvuah, and that's Pshat HaMoed HaMikzas. That's the unique, maybe there's more, but that's one thing unique from the Tosfos and Ksuvos. But I want to speak out something unique from the Tosfos and Gittin. When Tosfos and Gittin says the Teretz that it's Exeris HaKosav, he adds an interesting case. What do you say like this? A guy says, you owe me 100 chitin, and the Nitva says back, no, I owe you 50 se'orim. First, what's the din? A guy says, you owe me 100 chitin, ta'anoi chitin, ha'ivaloi se'orim. What's the din? It's not a moida mixas. The Gemara says we learn that from ki hu zeh. Ki hu zeh needs moida mimin hatayim. The Kana ben Shoyo. He said you owe him 100 chitin. You said back, no, I only owe you 50 se'orim. How much of the chitin is he being kaifer?
All of it.
Now, if kaifer are called chayiv, who cares if it's tanei chitin or moida se'orim? It should still be a kaifer hakol. That's the makar that Kaifer HaKol is potter. He doesn't just mean ki hu zeh, Xeris HaKosav. Ki hu zeh, Tosfos in Gittin adds, that we darshan that there's a din of ta'anei chitin v'hoidoloi b'se'oirin. Right? Xeris HaKosav, ki hu zeh, mashadach kemoidin mitzvah, z'loi Kaifer HaKol. Kidam rinon bebel metziah dachhei. Dachhei, this is the addition from Tosfos in Gittin. The treikrei ksiv, ksiv hu v'ksiv zeh, which the Gemara over there darshans to mean ta'anei chitin v'hoidoloi b'se'oirin is potter. Who cares if ta'anei chitin v'hoidoloi b'se'oirin, but it's still a Kaifer HaKol. Oh, Kaifer HaKol is not Chai B'Shvu.
Then there's no Chazok HaVein on the Med, because maybe
you're right, so even more so, he should be Chai. He should be Chai. There's no Chazok HaVein, he should be Chai. The Teretz is, there's no Ein Adam Tevei Elen Kinyesh Leklum El Yomi Londer Shekir. Full circle. The middle section of Tosfos that we skipped. Ve'ein Loimar, the Alfinon, mid the Itzrich Lemichtav She'ed Echad Mechayiv Shvua. V'i kaifer hakol chayiv, mai nafkamina, me'ed echad. Habalach hachi chayiv. D'ha itzrich, v'makam shu eina teveya klum, v'eina yedeya, v'ha'ed me'ed shu ganav, aisha avi hilvoli. Now this, Rabbi Sai, is poshut geshmak. I mean, everything's a geshmak, but a bezundere geshmak over here in the Sadr is Indian. What is our quest over here? We are entertaining a thought that maybe kaifer hakol chayiv. Flow with me. Let's assume kaifer hakol chayiv. Why? Oh, let's not interrupt. Why is Kaifer HaKol Chayav? What would be the issue of Kaifer HaKol? Pshat. Either flat on every kind of fear is Machayav, or maybe we have a Ein Adam Tevei Am Kenesh Likol. But we're going with an attitude that Kaifer HaKol Chayav. But then we're asking a Shaiva, you really want to do this? That Kaifer HaKol Chayav? Let me give you the rules of Shur, see if this is going to work out. There's a din of Moedim Mixas, Kvoidoi Bim Koy Meimunach, with its rules. Not if the Haidah is on Karka, not if the Haidah is Sayer instead of Chitin, not if the Haidah is less than a Pruta, not if it's Halach, there's a few other rules, only if it's Shtei Kesef, lots of things, but that's Moedim Mixas. You have a Shvua Veidecha. Oh, the famous din, if an Eidecha is Messiah to the Taidea, oh, then you need to swear. Okay, okay. And there's a din of Rabchia. But now you're telling me, the old school was to say, no, Kaifer HaKol flat out Pater, without Hesberim, with Hesberim Pater. But now we're entertaining, no, Kaifer HaKol is also Chayiv. So Tois is asking, Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv, then why would you need the din of Eidechot? I mean, it's mamish the same case, plus. If Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100, and Shimon says, no, zero, I never borrowed, or I paid you back, Yechayiv Shvua. This is true whether this room is 100 or 70. This is true whether it's Tuesday or Sunday. This is true if it's raining or not. And this should be true, even if he's also moed on something else also, like what's happening. And even if he brings in an Eidechot, it's Kaifer HaKol. Now, of course, all you have to do is find lakuna b'chok. I don't know how you say that. Is that a word? You have to find a loophole. If you know Masechta Shavuos and you know the rules, and you can find the yesod that, I mean, it's not true, but if it would be a din, you know, no Kaifer HaKol on Mondays, then it would be great. So then you would need Eidechot for Monday. That would have been a good teretz. We're going to give a few. It's not one of them because there's no such rule. But if we know a little bit more about Hilchos Shavuos, so let's see if we can do this. So Tosfos, rightly what you asked, Tosfos L'chaira says the most simple one, and you ask, well, okay, so we're done, why do we need extra ones? It's more fun to do extra ones, but I want to talk about this anyways. Tosfos is like this. Yes, Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv. But for Kaifer HaKol to be Chayiv, it has to be that the Toiveya, Ruvein, is Bori and Bevadai Monikim. But what if he's clueless? What did you call him before the guy? We had a word for the guy the other day. He doesn't know. Upon him, if the Toiveya himself is a Shema, Mitzad Kaifer HaKol, you won't be Chayiv. That's where Eidechot steps in. And because there's an Eidechot, now you're going to be Chayiv Shvua, even though the Taiveh is not Bari. Now that's a great plan. L'chaira leaves no need for all the other Cheshbonos I'm going to do now in the next few minutes. But it's a great system. Maybe Taka Efshar Dilma Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv flat all days of the week. Upper only when the Taiveh is a Bari. But Eidechot is Mechayiv Shvua even if the Taiveh is not a Bari. Is that true? Is Eid Echad Machayev Shvua even if the Teveh is not a Baruch? Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rimagash, and a whole slew of Rishonim in Masechta Shvuas hold that Eid Echad also is only Machayev Shvua if the Teveh is also Baruch. It's not enough just that the Eid Echad says so. You also need the Teveh to be Baruch. Who argues? Tosfos Baba Metzia Daf Gimel for one. There are other Rishonim also. The Riftuch Sechet Machlekes. It's known in Shavuos as the Machlekes Rif against Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rimagash. There's other Rishonim also to add to the deed. But this is a crux issue. If you want to tell me that Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv only when the time is Bar, but Eid Echad is Mechayiv you even when it's Shema, so then we're finished. We now can offer the option that yes, Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv, and it's still relevant that this is an Eid Echad. When is it relevant? On Monday. No, not Monday. That shot didn't go. Shema. Upper, it's a nice shot. It's the best shot. It's the simplest set shot without throwing details. But it's a Machlekes Rishonim. There's a Machlekes Rishonim. The Rambam actually says Stira. Many Rishonim say that the same way Eid Echad needs a Bari, who it did, there's no Shavuos Eid Echad if the Teveh is a Katan. Because even if he has an Eid Echad, but if he's a Katan, it doesn't count. In the Rambam, there's a stira. The Rambam is mashma. You don't need to be bari, but a katan still doesn't have. They say because the shema chach can be bari al gidei the eid echad. Katan doesn't even have that. Others say no, katan would be the same, but that's all on that front.
You're not a bari, but the nitva says the nitva.
Then avadi has to pay. That's bari shema lahoitz.
That's not clear for
a. No, it's not. But it would have to be mitoich. If we're going that kaifer kol chayiv, so it would be mitoich. So you don't need the din of eid echad. What could possibly be some other options? There are many. I want to throw a few of them at you. We're assuming now like the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rimagash, that Erechet also needs to be buried. So back to the grind. If anyways a Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv, and you want to suggest that, great. Then when, how, what's the relevance that, wow, when there's an Eid Echad, then you have to swear. A very not so geschmacka option is, in a chanami, you never need the chiddush that Eid Echad is machayiv shvua. It's always cut and paste, overlap, that he would be chayiv as kaifer HaKol. Never do you need the din of shvua of Eid Echad. But from the din of shvua of Eid Echad, we also learn out a whole new topic that we're not doing on that until the Vav. That Eid Echad Misayeya could pat you from a Shavua. Where did we learn out the idea that Eid Echad Misayeya pat is a Shavua? From the fact that Eid Echad Misayeya is a Shavua. So it's a bluff, but maybe. Kaifer HaKol is always Chayiv. And I'm not finding you loopholes. Kaifer HaKol is always Chayiv, and whenever Eid Echad is Mechayiv, there's anyways underneath the rubble a Kaifer HaKol that would have been Chayiv. What's in the gate? The Torah was Mechayiv, Eid Echad is Mechayiv? To learn out that Eid Echad Misayeya pat. It's lousy. Because the Torah wouldn't. It's a Machlaikas Rishana for sure. And so the other Rishonim will say the other seven Tritzim that we're not going to say, but not the few that we are, the others that weren't. But to the Bechlal say that the Tzarah for the Torah to say Eidechad Mechayiv is only for a Lima that Eidechad Meseyei Apathers, and more than that, Eidechad Mechayiv is talking not relevant. It's like, it's not there. It doesn't exist. It's not doing something. It's Hilchas El Mashiach, the Torah should say Beferish, V'chulei. So it's not such a Geshmak Teretz. The Rashba in Baba Kama Kuf Zion says a Teretz. I already said it. He said that the din of Maid of Mixas and a.k.a. Kaifer HaKol needs Shtei Kesef. Eid Echad would be Mechayivu even if there wasn't Shtei Kesef. He then goes and says that wild Teretz. He says, if the Haidah was less than a Pruta. And we ask, what do you mean? If the Haidah is less than a Pruta, it's still a Kaifer HaKol. We said, it's not. Because if he's Maid on a Chetzi Pruta, it's not. Rabbi Kveger has two more Geshmaka ones. We'll skip all the other ones. Let's go to Rabbi Kveger's two Geshmaka ones. But Taka, it's a nice thing. One Geshmaka Rabbi Kveger is, there's a sugi called Naschad Rebaba. It's a sugi that we should know. Toshis and Baba Bash recorded it already on Beis Amad Aleph. It's going to be quoted again on Amid Beis for a different reason. So that's another reason why we should already become familiar with it. The story was, someone grabbed a Nascha, a bar of silver, from his friend, and he was accused, like, why are you grabbing it? And he said, in chatfi didi chat. He says, I'm not denying. I accosted him, I attacked him, and I took it from him. But fakir, it's mine. He stole it from me. In chatfi. Fascinating Gemara. If the original, the Nechtaf, the one who we saw as the Nechtaf, yeah? The one who it was grabbed from, has an Eid Echad that it was his, that he was holding it, that it was his, then you lose. And you can't even say in Chatzi, Didi Chatzi. Why? Because it's an Eid Echad against you. Okay, so get on the podium and swear in Chatzi, Didi Chatzi, and then you'll win. No, Zel, Shalom, you won't. Because there's a famous rule in the Din of Shavuos Eid Echad, specifically in Shavuos Eid Echad. When you're swearing against an Eid Echad, you have to be makrish the aid. Don't give me a new narrative and say, hey, you don't understand, you didn't see the full picture. No, he's not interested. You want to say, loy chatafti. You want to get on the podium and swear, the guy saying he saw you fight there. You want to get on the podium and say, loy chatafti. Without blinking, loy chatafti. Then you'll win. But if you want to get up and say, in chati didi chati, since there's a special din, shvua lehakrish esa aid, and you can't do that yet, and you lose. Mitoif, you can't swear. They're not letting you get on the podium, and you're going to lose. You're going to give it back.
What's the...
Now, that's only true if there would be an aid echad. Als kaifer akol, if there wouldn't have been an aid echad, And Kaifer HaKol would also have to swear. What would you do in the case of Nasa the Rebaba? You would get on the podium and swear in Chatfi Didi Chatfi and win. That's what the relevance of Shavua Seid Echad is.
What's the Eid Echad saying?
He's saying Chataf. Chataf. All only Chataf. He's not saying he knows the jury used to belong to. No, nice try. He's not saying that he knows the Vadi belonged to the other guy. He's just saying, I saw Chatifa. The Eid Echad is being made, I saw Chatifa.
Why not make it the Eid Echad?
If you want, the Shavua has to go, the Shavua has to, that's the rule. A Shavua Seid Echad, it's not enough. You're not convinced, but the halacha is that you have to go, not convince the Eid Echad and give a whole narrative. I know you saw Chatifa, but let me explain. No, no explaining. You have to go against it. That's the rule. But that's only when it's Eid Echad.
Well, it has to be against the Eid Echad.
Yes. That's the rule. Shlahach is say, but that's only by Shavua Seid Echad. Had he been Chai in Shavua of Koi for a call, okay. There's, someone accuses of your Chatifa, and you're saying, yeah, in Chati didi Chati. Okay, but you're being Kaifer HaKol, get on the podium and swear in Chatfi Didi Chatfi in the wind. Presto, Bamis were going in this system, every Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv, on Mondays, on weekends, every day, and Eid Echad has come out, never overlap. Here, I found you a case. Rabbi Kiveger asks, why didn't Taisa say this as the Nafka Mina? And the Belt says, well, Taisa said a better Nafka Mina, right? Taisa said a simple Nafka Mina. But then there's one more. Rabbi Kiveger makes this Cheshbon. It's known as the Einfall of Rav Meshulam Igra. Rabbi Kvega does a quote of Shulam Ibra, but the Velt says it's from Rabbi Shulam Ibra. It goes like this. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100,000. Shimon says, La'adam, I'll skoy for a call. You have to swear. You have to swear by koy for a call. So then, what do you need a dechot? What did Tosis say? We said all the trutzim. Shtei kesef, pruta, chetzi pruta. What did Tosis say? When Reuven is a Shema. So listen to this. I don't know how Reuven started. I guess Shimon gave him the info. Reuven says to Shimon, maybe you owe me $100,000. So Shimon says, no, I don't. You have to swear? Again, I lost it. Reuven says to Shimon, maybe you owe me $100,000. Shimon says, I don't. You don't have to swear. What if Reuven has an Eid Echad? Reuven's looking around. He says, I don't know. This guy says that you owe me $100,000. According to Tosis, you don't hold it to Rimagash and Rabbeinu Ephraim. We're doing Tosis first. Let's recap the Tosis. Rabbi Shulam is a catch, knech, nifl de kecheshman on Tosis. What was Tosis' system? If Reuven says to Shimon, maybe you owe me $100,000, and Shimon says, vade, I don't, what's the din? Shimon just walks out of business without paying. And Tosis says, but if Reuven has an eidechad, Reuven is still mumbling and saying, I don't know, but there's an eidechad here. What's going to be the din? Shimon's going to have to swear. Now, if Shimon's willing to swear, fine, but that's already enough to mean him. Says Rabbi Shulam Migra, let Shimon get a new Tayin Rabbani. That's a Tayin Rabbani, a lawyer that knows Chayim Mishpah. Let Shimon, you have to have guts to do this. Let Shimon say, okay, here's $100,000. Suitcase, cash, puts it down. Shimon says, Rak Rega. Reuven, there's $100,000 by you that belongs to me. It's not yours. I never owed it to you. I stammered as I gave you that suitcase. I want it back. What's Reuven going to say? I don't know. And what's the din when you're a kaifer akol and you don't know? What? Does Reuven have to swear? I'm going on the tzad that kaifer akol has to swear. So what's Reuven going to do now? What? What's he going to do? He can't swear. He's a shema. What's he going to do? He's going to give the money back. So Fred, Rabbi Shulam Migra, what's Tosis to say? That the din of Shavuos Eidechad has a dramatic nafkamina. That in a case when Reuven is a Shema and Shimon is a Bari. Without the Eidechad, Shimon is flat going to win. With the Eidechad, Shimon is going to lose. He's going to have to pay Reuven. He's going to have to swear. No, let him cut out on the Shavuot. Give it and ask for it back. And then Reuven gets stiff with him. He talks the other way. Now, by the way, this is a circle. How is it going to end? Because after Reuven asks for it back from Shimon, Reuven is going to again demand it. Reuven, the Eidecha doesn't, is not a Oisik Klaf to Haishana. He's not used up. So where should it end? With Shimon walking out. And then there's no Nafkamina. Why shouldn't he walk out? Is there going to be a different conclusion when you call me back to Bezdin? No, I'm not coming back. I'm Shimon. I'm